countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, we've seen the devastating impact of gorse fires in Wicklow, Kerry and the Mourne Mountains this year. And as the weather gets hotter, the risk of fire in gorse and on the hillsides is even greater. But could the answer lie with goats? Well, the Old Irish Goat Society is based in Mulroney, County Mayo, and it's collaborating with Fingal County Council to graze the extreme headland vegetation of Howth Head in Dublin. It, in grazing the firebreaks and reducing gorse cover, they serve an important conservation role. But they need somebody to herd these goats when they bring them to Dublin later in the summer. Sean Carlin of the Old Irish Goat Society spoke to me a little earlier.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay, oh. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay.
The Old Irish Goat, it's a prehistoric breed of goat in Ireland, and it was largely forgotten about. And we started to look for the goat to see if it still existed. And we found some goats in Mulroney in County Mayo in 2011. And over the last 10 years, we've been working intensely to genetically profile them to document their physical features. And we're still working towards native breed recognition at the moment.
And tell me a little bit more about the goat and, I suppose, their contribution to the environment.
The Old Irish Goat came to Ireland pre-Neolithic, and it's a land-raised breed. So what that means is it can survive on the landscape without any supplementary feeding. It's, I suppose, a large hoofed animal, and it helped keep uplands and heathlands clear of scrub and overgrowth. And so it provides a functional service. It's also particularly good at grazing gorse, which is quite a flammable plant. And therefore, the Old Irish Goat has very significant functional ability as well, and that's something that we're trying to explore here and demonstrate on this project in Howth Head.
Okay, so about that project in Howth Head, tell me a little bit more about what you're trying to do there.
Well, we're trying to, I suppose, first of all, make the headland safer from a fire risk point of view. That's to try and reduce the amount of scrub and potential fire material on Howth Head, but also grazing will bring significant biodiversity benefits. It'll help pollinators by reducing the amount of woody material that's on the heathland. It's a three-year project, and we're also going to be demonstrating some new technology in Ireland there, the Nordic no-fence system, and seeing how that works in terms of managing the goats.
And speaking of managing the goats, that's exactly what you're looking for, somebody to look after them.
Yeah, so what we're offering here is essentially a three-year role. The salary is €45,000 a year. The person would be skilled in animal husbandry, have experience in that. And what I suppose we're looking for them to do is form a team, if you like, with the goats to go out onto the heathland. The goats will graze off some of the undergrowth. We want this person to maybe help them clearing some of the more woody stuff and bring the goats back into a field or a shed at night. So take care of goats, get out onto the beautiful Howth Head. Another aspect then is to engage with the community, keep them informed, and probably some social media work as well in terms of publicising the project.
So who is your ideal candidate? What sort of a person would suit this job?
Well, someone who has worked with goats, ideally, or upland sheep, that has skills with a sheepdog would be ideal, and someone that's enthused about conservation, enthused about the environment, likes the outdoors and is practical and has its own initiative and would be good to work with people.
And you can get more details about that job by going to their website oldirishgoat.ie and click on jobs. That's oldirishgoat.ie for further information.